As we celebrate today this great solemnity of the Annunciation, we have to remember that also today is the solemnity of the Incarnation. This is the day that God became man in the womb of our Blessed Lady. Most people think of the Incarnation as being at Christmas, but Jesus didn't become man on Christmas Day. He was born that day. He took our human nature on the day that Our Lady said yes to the angel. And so it is Our Blessed Lady's greatest feast today. Certainly, again, a wonderful feast for her on Christmas, but today is the one that is the greatest, because today is the faith of Our Lady being demonstrated so clearly. It didn't take any faith to give birth to the Son of God, but it took immense faith to conceive the Son of God. And so we can all ask ourselves, what would we do if the angel came and asked us to do something? Obviously, for the ladies, you could put it right in even the context. If the angel asked you to be the mother of God, what are you going to say? So I always like to think, well, first of all, after we pick ourselves up off the floor, then we have to worry about what would our answer be. Thankfully, our Blessed Lady said, be it done to me according to thy word. And ever since, we have been blessed by her faith, by her charity, because she was willing to say yes to God. And that's what we celebrate in a special way today. Today also, of course, we have to keep in mind what has transpired just about an hour or so ago. And that is that a consecration was made. Now, there are lots of people that want to argue about whether or not the consecration was validly made back in 1984 and so on. And ultimately, who cares? You can consecrate yourself or your family or, in this case, a country over and over and over again. So if it happened in 1984, praise the Lord. If it didn't, well, hopefully today we'll take care of it. People argue about that one too, and as Bishop Schneider said, at least this is the closest that we've come to doing what Our Lady asked us to do. And hopefully this one is going to take. And we will know rather soon, because Our Lady said that once Russia is consecrated to her Immaculate Heart, that will bring about their conversion. And so we will watch now and see. Either way, this is going to bring about some momentous changes. This is going to be the day that we can look back on and be able to say, this is the turning point. Just as we can look back 2,000 years ago and say it was precisely at that moment that Our Lady said, be it done unto me according to thy word, all history changed. Everything changed from that split second forward. And today, we're going to be able to look back. Or in the future, I guess we could say we can look back to today. Because this is going to be the day of momentous changes. The day when things were turned over, finally, praise God, to our Blessed Lady. And she being a mom, now that she has permission to do what moms need to do, look out, because the house cleaning is about to start. And so thanks be to God. This is going to be a wonderful thing, one way or the other. As we know, sometimes when moms start cleaning the house, it doesn't look like it's getting clean initially. In fact, it looks worse initially than what it does when she started, because she's pulling things out from here and there, moving things around. It looks like it's getting worse. So brace yourself, because it's probably going to be looking pretty bad for a while. But just know that Our Lady's got it all under control. The mom has everything under control. The kids have nothing to worry about. Just get out of the way. That's the best thing we can do. Stay out of the way, trust her, let her do what she's going to do. And if she asks you to do something, then learn from her response. Be it done unto me according to thy word. And then do what she asks you to do. But otherwise, Do your best to stay out of the way. Pray and trust and just sit back and watch what she's going to do. Because I really believe today is going to go down in history as a momentous day. In a world that does not want to believe in God, the fact that things are happening today as we remember and celebrate the incarnation, the day that God came into our world, it is also then a day when we are going to begin to see the grace of God at work in a profound way. And so, like I said, I think momentous things are going to start taking place. And today will be the day when we can look back. As I guess we just have to look at what the angel said. We can think about it, we can talk about it, we can wonder about it. All you can do is smile and say, nothing is impossible for God.